Lonell, L-O-N-N-E-L-L, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 11854, today's 12-17-2024, 70-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of systolic congestive heart failure. Lonell used to be a plumber, lives at home with his two sister, Barbara and Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, who considered his primary caregiver, period. He suffers from hypertension, atrial fibrillation, paraplegia, cerebral infarction, spinal cord injury, right leg above the knee amputation, gastroesophageal reflux, osteomyelitis, lumbar spine, pressure ulcers, sacral decubitus ulcer stage 4, period. Patients, the decubitus ulcer is considered non-healing because of the lack of protein, calorie, and malnutrition, period. He has a KPS score of 40%, period. He continues with his flecainide and Eliquis because of his atrial fibrillation, which also causes shortness of breath and robs him of 5 to 10% of his cardiac output, period. His blood pressure is 128 over 70. His pulse is 65. His O2 side was 94 on room air today, period. He, his bowel and bladder incontinent, of course, has a Foley catheter in place, which went over his medication. I'm going to notify the medical director regarding oxybutynin, since on Foley, he has a chronic indwelling Foley catheter. I believe the oxybutynin can be discontinued since he has no bladder spasms, period. Wound care will continue to the stage 4 decubitus ulcer remains the same with no evidence of infection at this time, period. His appetite is diminished. Given natural progression of his disease, Mr. Johnson most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.